the sun rises in Mexico Beach, it illuminates the storm-stricken landscape. There are cars wedged into the banks of canals, and debris trucks patrol the neighborhoods. Often, they pile up snapped wood, sheetrock, and the soaked remains of homes. Amid the destruction is the familiar smell of barbecue.
We're out here feeding the victims, storm victims, the survivors, if you will. They're not victims. These people are definitely survivors.
Survivors, like Brian Padgett, are working to aid those in need.
And then, you know, the work crews, the supporters, the people who are here to help them regain some sort of normal lifestyle again.
Padgett burns hickory and chestnut wood in the morning hours. The smoke makes his eyes sting as he prepares free barbecue. He comes from Alabama, and after Hurricane Michael, he drove his friend's food truck named Jarheads to the panhandle, serving hot meals to those who need it.
Ma'am, come on, let's get some food.
I was just wondering what you're cooking up.
Today we've got chicken and we've got pulled pork. We've also got barbecue baked beans and green beans cooked in pork stock, which are wonderful once it cooks in.
Padgett traveled to the border of Mexico Beach and Port St. Joe in October.
There's no other assistance, there's no aid. It's matter of fact, shortly after we got here, the people who are typically put in place for this, they did the unthinkable, which is pull out.
There's a variety of meals depending on the day. He uses donations to buy fresh meat and produce. Often the supply distribution site next door will contribute to his menu.
Grab and go.
Residents call it the White Tent.
They have lots of supplies, cleaning supplies and things like that that we occasionally need, and it's nice to have that.
Michael Henson stops in at Jarheads when he gathers supplies from the White Tent.
A lot of people around here depend on these two places. These are the only two places like this around here for quite a ways.
While restaurants have begun opening back up, their prices can be too high for some residents. Padgett has been offering free hot meals for almost 4 months now, a feat made possible in part through donations and volunteers.
I'm not one to sit around.
Sarah Lynn Harder was kicked out of her rental home by her landlord and now lives in a camper. It shakes and rocks when 30-mile-an-hour winds from rainstorms pour down. She says storms often prevent her from a good night's rest, but the weather does little to erode her spirit.
It gives me something to do to come here and feed people, and people, you hand them a plate and they'll say, God bless you. And I'll tell them, you know, God bless you back. So it makes you feel good to be able to give food to people. And some people you can really, really need it. It's probably the only hot meal they get. Hello. Do you like sweet or spicy barbecue sauce? Okay. Sweet or spicy barbecue sauce?
Spicy.
Okay.
Yeah, what we're doing here is not just normal, but it brings back a touch of sanity.
Jarheads barbecue owner Brian Padgett again.
When you go through this type of... disaster, you're not yourself. It's... You become numb to a lot of things. You become emotionally void. And when you finally get that first hot meal, or even the first human interaction, somebody you can share yourself with, it brings back more sanity than normalcy.
Some residents wonder if they'll ever be able to cook their own hot meals. Many fear surviving off donations will be their new normal. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Robbie Gaffney.